So ek kuier nou vandag bietjie hier by Dr. Ahmed Azadi, die hoofuitvoerende beampte van die Mediese Vereniging van Namibië. En ons gesels so klein bietjie oor die hantavirus en wat nou gebeur het op daai skip en wat se impak dit mees moontlik vir mense inhou. Goeie middag Dr. Ahmed, hoe gaan dit?
Baie goed, dankie Gideon. Hoe gaan dit?
Nee, ons kan nie kla nie. Ons het net baie vrae en die mense is so half bietjie bekommerd oor hierdie virus. Wat behels dit? Wat is die impak van dit? En is daar vir ons iets om oor bekommerd te wees of nie?
So, ek kan in Engels praat want dit is makliker vir my. So really, hantavirus is the name of the virus. It's not something new to us. We've seen this before periodically. We call it a zoonotic virus, which means it's a virus that is typically in animals, and every now and then it infects humans. Now, the tricky thing about this virus is that the strain which is causing these problems, they call it the Andes strain from South America, and this is where the ship essentially was starting. This Andes strain has been previously adapted so that it starts to spread from humans to humans. Now, there's a few tricky things about this. So first of all, the way it exhibits the symptoms in humans really is very much like respiratory illness. You might, after 1 or 2 weeks of being exposed to this, you start to have respiratory or like a flu-like illness, body aches, fevers, and maybe even a bit of like loose stools or diarrhea. So a typical kind of like stomach flu or flu that we get. The problem then is that it can start to become what they call stage two, which is usually about a week later. You get the respiratory involvement where you start to get shortness of breath, and a worsening cough as your lungs can kind of start to get a respiratory distress syndrome, so that it can fill up with a bit of fluids. And this is the more critical or dangerous stage. But it's quite rare. It's very rare, really, that it gets to this stage. The problem now is that we had, and what I've read is that the first person who probably had this probably picked it up from rats somewhere and may not have been on the ship itself, but they had this Andes strain, and because of close proximity within a ship, it's an exploratory research vessel that they were going to be going around the Arctic with. It started to spread between some of the people on the vessel. So they are currently, or they were, in quarantine. And because it has such a long incubation period, you know, it's taking a bit of time to track who have they been in contact with and just doing all of the tracing. But I want to just assure you, from what I've read, the World Health Organization, as well as public health entities, are really on top of this. And that does not look like it's going to be a global risk or a global worry. It's just one of these viruses that every now and then we get these little outbreaks, and they normally are quite easily contained and won't be a global issue. I think the last one that I was reading was in 2018, 2019. Similarly, there was an outbreak of the same virus in South America.
I know, in terme, want ek weet baie mense is mos nou maar bekommerd oor die moontlike vergelyking met wat ons in die verlede gehad het van COVID-19. Hierdie is nou nie naast en by soos dit is nie, en die bekommernisvlakke hoef ook nie naby aan dit te wees nie.
No, not at all. So it does give you similar symptoms to COVID, you know, really flu-like illness and then more of a respiratory deterioration. But what's different is it's not infectious like COVID, which was very infectious, so it could spread very quickly. You need, you know, a lot of long-term close contact between humans to be able to catch this virus from a human. Normally, the typical hantavirus that is around that we see, you catch it from rats, from rat urine and rat feces that gets aerosolized. So then you catch it in the air. But then you're typically, when that happens, when you're cleaning an attic or an area, a basement where there's a lot of rat droppings and things like that. So that's the typical kind of scenario that we see hantavirus, but now this strain, the person picked up hantavirus, but it's the Andes strain, and that's why it's starting to spread from human to human, but it's not infectious like COVID, and that's why it has very little potential to become a pandemic or anything like that. So right now, it's something that can be contained and is being contained from what we've seen and read.
Nou, in terme van die verspreiding tussen mense nou, is hoe sal dit gebeur?
So, whereas you normally get it aerosolized, which means in the air, small droplets from the rat, when it's human to human, it tends to be much closer contact. So people who are, sharing towels or the same bed or very, very close contact. So it's a lot of physical contact between humans that allows the spread of the Andes strain. So it's not just by, catching it in the air like we did with COVID, for example. This one is a lot closer contact will give you that chance of catching the Andes strain. But there's none of it, obviously, in our area, so I don't want anyone to feel worried about this virus now.
Baie dankie, Dr. Ahmed. As daar weer een gesprek of een vraag opkom, dan gaan ons weer gesels en verder, of misschien een bietjie dieper indelf in hierdie.
My pleasure. Thanks. And if there's any questions or worries, let us know and we're happy to answer them.
En dankie, dokter.